Next presenter is David Mills with Terra Verde Properties LLP. David?
We'll just leave that screen right now. I am a president of Terra Verde Division of North American Land. We are a land development company operating in six states in the southeast, Texas, and New Mexico. We currently have 52 subdivisions under development, most of which feature a strong water component, live water or lake, in one case, oceanfront. We love Granbury. We love the upside for Granbury. We think it's a real nugget demographically and opportunities in terms of growth in the North Texas area, which is already considered prime real estate investment areas in the United States today. We think is really the jewel of that market. We acquired a piece of property in February of this year, 237 acres, which is just north of the Highway 59 bridge. And it's actually that point right there from end to end, and it's kind of got an end up there, which you can see. We've got 2,000 feet on the water and about 3,300 feet of frontage on Highway 51. We are contiguous to the Badgers River 3,100 Park on the south. We're about a mile from the new loop, Avery Road, the last leg of which will get underway here in the reasonably near future. We think the location is outstanding for a long-term and mid-term potential. We plan a mixed-use high development on this property, 350 single-family lots, probably $85 to $110 million in additional tax base for Granbury and Reed County in single-family residential property. We'll also have about 85 acres planned for multifamily and commercial retail development. When Kent called me and asked me if I had an interest in this conference, in terms of Granbury, which was primarily directed to folks that were interested in building canals, I said, well, as you know, my land plan calls for amenity piles, but no canals. And he said, well, is that because you can or because you don't want to? And I said, well, it's really probably because I can't. We would rethink the land plan, at least in the southwest corner. If you look at that color photograph, the winter wheat is ours. That's the property, all the way down to the water. The Brazos River Authority Park is there on the south end. We are bringing city services across Lake Granbury. Water and sewer, we're extending across the Highway 51 bridge, and we're providing for carrying capacity, working with the city in this regard, for sewage flare and water provisions greater than our requirements. There's also a standby plan by the city of Granbury to increase water pressure on the north side of the lake, so we're bringing development across Lake Granbury to the north side of the lake. Might be a possibility there that in the not too distant future we've got a solution for some problem areas that currently exist on Lake Granbury. And that's I think important for the board to know. And as I mentioned to Ken, whether we're to do a canal or not out here, I think it's significant to know that now that there will be water and sewer on the north side of the lake. The area that we've got planted as garden homes, if we could do canals, we would do canals in all likelihood, and it would add considerably to the value of the property and the tax base for the county and city if we could do that. That's a phase four, phase five project for us, so we're not have maybe a critical time frame some other folks do in this regard, but we would love to see that take place. Obviously, we would not be a contributor to any further problems in terms of E. coli contamination. And as Mr. Overstreet says, there is technology in canal construction that can ensure movement of water, aeration of water, and if the surrounding development is on sanitary sewer, you should have
a problem-free project. We will be submitting, hopefully, a preliminary plat for phase one of the city of Granbury on May the 25th or 26th. We have requested an annexation of the city. Annexation should be filed May 16th. In a 500-plus acre annexation that Granbury is undertaking currently. So the ETJ has expanded. Regulatory authority has expanded now. We may have some solutions to some problems. That's it. If I can answer any questions, I'd be happy to do so.
On your extension of sewer services across that bridge, is that those facilities being oversized to accommodate this more than that area?
They're being oversized. The pipes are oversized. Obviously, we're not putting in lift facilities for the north part of the county. We're designing that to fit our requirements. But yes, we are upsizing both water and sewer as we come across the water.
Yes. There are three developments right close to you. Directly across the street is they're going to trace.
Get it traced.
And then the north of you is Agua Vista, I believe. Aqua Vista.
Laguna Vista.
Are you planning on, or are they planning? I know you're not. Is there any plans to put those on the lines also?
Well, I think, that's not our province, but, I would imagine that. I would imagine the city is looking at all sorts of potential options there.
The obvious reason for my question is Sky Harbor is right there about.
Exactly.
Correct. Okay. Correct.
Right there.
The city is paying the upside of the sewer and water lines specifically to try to address the problems of Sky Harbor. We have the authority in the county government from a bill that Sibley passed several years ago that gives the county the right to go in any area and take over the area and put in sewer collection lines and assess those properties for those lines. If we could extend our line to that area, and that's the plan.
Okay.
Any others? Thank you.
Set the record straight if I could. Then my conversations with developers, I didn't set a seed nor encourage them now development. Of interest to them, certainly.